Okay, let's see if the Lord will wake us up now.
盼望主把我们叫醒了。
It's easy this time of night to begin to be a little tired and weary.
很容易我们到了这个关头，我们可能会有一点的疲劳和疲倦。
So we have to have faith in our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们必须在我们主耶稣基督里面有信心。
You know, because of the Holy Spirit, He is able to quicken even our mortal bodies.
因为圣灵纵使让我们取死的生命，也能让我们苏醒。
And that quickening is really a taste of that resurrection life of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这个苏醒就让我们预尝我们主耶稣基督他的复活。
Let's begin with a word of prayer.
我们先有一点祷告。
Lord, Father, we want to thank you so much for your Son, Jesus. He is our Savior, He is our Lord, and you, in your grace and mercy, have opened our eyes to see Jesus.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你，为着我们的主耶稣，他是我们的救主，也是我们的主。我们谢谢你，让我们打开眼睛，可以看见你的爱子。
Lord, you desire, Father, you desire that our Lord have first place in our hearts.
父啊，你愿意你的爱子在我们里面居首位。
To have first place in your body.
在你的身体里面能居首位。
Oh Lord, we just thank you tonight that you had all these marvelous things in view.
主，我们感谢你今天晚上向我们显的是何等的神迹。
And you want to make us a part of it.
也愿意我们成为他的一部分。
So Lord, tonight as we share, we ask for that spirit of wisdom and revelation.
当我们晚上交通的时候，愿意赐我们智慧与启示的灵。
That we might truly see you and your purpose.
让我们能够实在看见你和你的旨意。
That we might learn your ways, Lord.
让我们能够学会你的道路。
And that we might fulfill the desires of your heart.
让我们能够来满足你的心愿。We
pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。 Amen.
Well, this afternoon, I was sharing on what it means to be a corporate testimony. And you remember we talked about some very critical issues. To be a corporate testimony. I'm sorry, I lost you. To be a corporate testimony means you have to know what God's eternal purpose is.
我们要成为一个团体的见证，我们必须要知道神永远的旨意。
And you give yourself to that purpose.
你把你自己献给那个旨意。
It means Christ must have first place in your life.
让基督在你的生命里面能居首位。
And the life of the assembly.
在教会的生命里面。
It means you must be committed to being the body of Christ.
也必须要把你投身给成为教会身体的一部分。
To manifest his life.
来彰显他的生命。
In the assembly and to the world.
在聚会的当中也向这个世界。
Now, as I was sharing this afternoon,
今天下午交通的时候,
I was back in 1974.
我们是讲到1974年。
And so I shared on these matters of what it meant to be a corporate testimony.
我们交通到,
And what the Lord showed us during those years.
在那些年间，主他向我们启示的。
So I'd like to continue on, and now we're back in 1974.
我们继续讲到1974年。
As I said, in showing us what God was after, right after the first conference, the Lord shared with us on God's divine order.
我交通到当我们在第一个特会以后，主让我们看见一个属灵的次序。
Stephen had asked us brothers to really be in prayer about what it meant to be a testimony.
江弟兄让我们在祷告里面寻求怎么样能够成为这个见证。
And he encouraged us, brothers, and he said, Brothers, I want you to take up more responsibility.
他是这样激励我们，他说：“弟兄们呐，我们愿意，我愿意你们能够多负一些责任。”
He was talking about spiritual responsibility.
他谈到的是属灵的责任。
Similar to the responsibility that these sisters had been taking up.
有点像这些姊妹们他们一直在那里负责的这件事情。
But I have to admit, at my young age, I didn't really understand.
我必须承认，我那时候很年轻，我实在还没有明白。
But I did want to be responsible.
但是我实在 也愿意来负责任。
So I decided before the Lord that before the meetings that we would have when Brother Kong would come and share, that I would go and set up the chairs.
所以我就决定每次当江弟兄要来以前呢，我就去到那里把桌椅摆好。
Now that is being responsible.
那就是负责任了。
And what happens if you show up to a meeting and there's no chairs?
如果你去参加一次聚会，那里没有椅子怎么办？
So actually, it was very important.
其实蛮重要的。
So even though I didn't understand a lot about spiritual responsibility,
虽然我那个时候对属灵的责任还没有太多的了解，
it was in my heart to be responsible.
但是我的心里面是愿意来负责任的。
But I tell you the truth, I was so excited about open worship and following the Lord and all the amazing things the Lord was showing me that I didn't quite grasp at all.
那个时候我必须要承认，我那个时候非常喜欢这个开放的这个敬拜和唱诗，我没有完全的掌握这一点。
And so Brother Kong was impressed to share on this matter of God's divine order.
江弟兄那个时候有很重的负担要分享神圣的这个秩序。
And it was out of 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
是在哥林多前书11章。
And it's on my heart tonight to share a little bit on that.
我今天晚上有点负担和你们交通。
Because it's greatly misunderstood what our brother is saying in 1 Corinthians 11.
在哥林多前书11章，保罗弟兄讲的，很多人都误解了。
If you all may remember, he speaks in that chapter on the headship of Christ.
他在那里讲到，基督是教会的头。
And that when the church gathers together, there needs to be divine order.
当教会聚会的时候，必须要有神圣的一个次序。
In 11:3, it talks about the head of Christ is God.
在第三节这里讲神是基督的头。
The head of Christ is God.
神是基督的头。
The head of man is Christ.
基督是个人的头。
And the head of woman is a man.
男人是女人的头。
Now this scripture has been greatly misused and understood.
这节圣经被很大的误用和误解了。
Many think that this is putting sisters in a secondary place.
很多人认为这就是把姊妹放在一个次要的位置。
Some think that it means sisters are less spiritual.
有些人觉得就是因为这样姊妹们就不够属灵。
But this is far from the truth.
但是这离事实非常非常的遥远。
In the Corinthian church, there was a lot of disorder.
在哥林多教会有很多的混乱。
They had all the gifts operating, but there was a lot of disorder.
他们有很多的恩赐，但是在他们中间有很多的混乱。
And so God, through Paul, shared with the church what it means to have divine order.
所以神借着保罗来交通，有神圣的秩序是什么意思？
So what is this divine order?
这个属灵的秩序是什么意思？
Brothers and sisters, I've already shared that the responsibility of the church is to be a testimony of the life of Christ.
我们已经交通到教会的目的是要成为基督生命的一个见证。
And the church is also to be a testimony of God's divine order.
教会要成为神他神圣的秩序的一个彰显。
His divine order he wants expressed in his church.
他愿意在他的教会里面表达他的神圣的秩序。
This is our responsibility.
这是我们的责任。
Not only do we have the responsibility to manifest Christ and His character and who He is,
我们不仅要表在这里来见证基督的性情和他的所事。
But we're to be a testimony to divine order.
我们也必须要成为神圣秩序的见证。
So the best way to help is just to share what is that divine order.
我们对我们最有帮助的是我们来交通这个神圣的秩序是什么意思。
In the Godhead, there is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
在神性的里面有三位一体的父子和圣灵。
They are all spiritual.
他们都是属灵。
They're all equal.
他们都是平等的。
One is not really superior to the other.
不是说一位比另外一位更超越。
Yet when God decided to make man,
但是当神他造人的时候，
knowing that man would fail,
知道人要堕落，
he came up with this plan of redemption.
他就来制定了这样一个救赎的计划。
It was in his heart to redeem man from his sins.
在他的心里面就定义要救人出他们的罪恶，
and to bring many sons to glory.
把众子要带到荣耀里面。
Bringing many sons to glory means bringing us all to God's satisfaction.
把众子带到荣耀里面表示着要把我们每个人带到神满足的地步。
He wanted his son to have a bride, a helpmate.
他需要他的儿子有一个帮手，就是他的心腹。
In order to do that, the son said, Father,I will take on and become a man.
为了这样做，他的儿子说，父啊，我愿意成为一个人。
I'm not going to cling on the attributes of my deity.
我不是要死死地抓住我这个神性里面的这个性质。
I'm not going to cling to the rights I have as deity.
我也不是要抓住我神性所给予我的这样的一个地位。
I'm willing to lay those aside.
我愿意把这一切都放下。
And become son of man.
成为人子。
So he didn't really give up his deity.
他没有放弃他的神性。
But he's willing to let go the privileges of deity.
但是他愿意让神性给他带来的这个特权来放下。
So he said to the Father,
所以他
in order to carry out our plan, I'm willing to take a lower place.
他这样向父神说，为了执行这样的一个计划，我愿意取一个低的地位。
And as a man, I will only do what you tell me to do.
作为人，我只做你要我做的事。
I will only do your will.
我只是来顺从你的旨意。
Whatever you tell me to do, I will do.
你要我怎么做，我就怎么做。
I'll be completely submissive and obedient to you.
我要完全的降服、顺服在你的面前。
The Holy Spirit's function was to reveal this Christ to humanity.
圣灵他的功用就是要向人来启示基督。
So you see, in the Godhead, there was an order established.
你看见在神性的里面有这样一个神圣的秩序的建立。
In order to carry out the work of God, they established a divine order.
为了执行神的旨意，他们建立了这样一个秩序。
And the Lord Jesus Christ took that lower place.
我们的主耶稣他取了较低的地位。
With God as his head.
他让神成为他的头。
And of course, the Holy Spirit was to work to manifest Christ.
当然，圣灵是为了来，他的工作是要让彰显基督。
Now, when the church begins to function,
当教会慢慢的有功用的时候，
it needs to testify to this divine order.
他需要来见证这样的一个秩序。
In the church, the brothers represent the head.
在教会里面，弟兄们他们代表的是头，就是基督。
In the church, the sisters represent what it means to be the body of Christ.
在教会里面，姊妹们代表的就是基督的身体。
My dear sisters, you are not inferior.
亲爱的姊妹们，你们不是低人一等。
God doesn't consider you inferior.
神不认为你们是低人一等。
Or neither are you less spiritual than brothers.
你们也并不是比弟兄们稍微不属灵。
Spirituality comes by God's grace.
属灵是从神的恩典而来。
And those who take advantage of God's grace become the more spiritual ones.
那些抓住神恩典的人，他们就变得比较属灵一点。
Doesn't matter where you're a brother and sister.
不论你是弟兄或是姊妹。
You can become very spiritual.
你都可以非常的有属灵。
But you've also been called as a sister in the Lord to be a testimony to God's divine order.
但是你被召做姊妹是为了见证神圣的秩序。
And when the church functions, you represent the body of Christ.
但教会起功用的时候，你代表的就是基督的身体。
The brothers represent Christ the head.
弟兄们代表的是基督教会的头。
They're not the head.
他们不是头。
They represent Christ the head.
他们代表的基督是头。
And they are called to take a place of responsibility.
他们应召来做的来负责任。
And God will hold us brothers accountable.
神也要让我们弟兄们来真正来负这个责任。
But you see, sisters, in a sense, you're taking that lower place just like Christ did.
但是姊妹们，你们就像基督那样来自取了那样一个较低的地位。
So you're testifying to Christ in his submission to the Father.
你们见证的是基督和他向父神的降服。
And that's a special privilege of sisters.
这是姊妹们你们的一个特别的权利。
Now as brothers,
作为弟兄的
we need to humble ourselves.
我们必须要谦卑下来。
We need to be submissive and obedient to Christ our head.
我们必须降服顺服基督我们的头。
Even sometimes the Lord speaks through a sister, doesn't he?
有时候主要通过一个姊妹来讲话。
We must be submissive to the Lord, whoever he speaks through.
无论他借着谁来讲道，我们都要服在他面前。
Sometimes he speaks through our children.
有时候他甚至通过我们的儿女向我们说话。
You are submitting to the Lord when it is the Lord Jesus Christ.
如果你看见那是耶稣基督，你就在那里降服在他面前。
So brothers and sisters, what we are really doing is submitting to the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们乃是降服在主的面前。
Now sisters, Christ is also your head.
姊妹们，基督也是你的头。
But in the church, in the functioning of the church,
在教会的功用的里面。
You really have a double covering.
你有两个蒙头的必要。
It is Christ,
是基督
and the brothers.
和弟兄们。
The brothers are going to be held accountable for the decisions and actions of the church.
弟兄们要为教会所制定的一切的决定来负责任。
Now, brothers, I do want to say something about taking up responsibility in the house of God.
但是弟兄们，我必须要提到在神的家里面你如何的负责任。
It is not meant to be a position.
不是讲到你的地位。
There's been great damage over the years through brothers who see their place as a position.
有些弟兄在过去的一些年间，他们把自己来看作这个地位，这就给教会带来了很大的损失。
We're called just to be responsible.
我们被呼召是要负责任的。
But look at our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是我们看我们的主耶稣基督。
He's the head of the church.
他是教会的头。
But look how humble he was.
但是你看他是何等的谦卑。
He said, I didn't come to be served, I came to serve.
他说我来不是受服侍，而我来是服侍人。
Brothers, our responsibility is to serve the rest of the assembly.
弟兄们，我们的责任是服侍这个教会的其他的人。
Particularly those who are in overseeing responsibility.
尤其是那些长老和监督的。
The church is not an organization.
教会不是一个组织。
Where one is put at the head.
一个人要做这个组织的头。
And he directs everyone else.
他指挥所有别的人。
And expects to be served by everyone else.
他期望别人都来服侍他。
In the church, it's just the opposite.
在教会里面去正是相反。
Those who have the most responsibility are required to serve all.
那些责任最多的人，他们被要求来服侍所有别的。
So in a sense, leadership is really at the bottom, at the lower level.
所以在某种意义上说，这个带领的是在这个最底层的。
But we do respect all that the Lord places in responsibility.
但是我们实在尊敬那些主赐给负责任的这些弟兄们。
Brothers are to represent Christ as the head of the church.
弟兄们要代表基督是教会的头。
They're not the head, the Christ is the head.
他们不是这个头，而是基督是头。
We're called to manifest the authority of the God.
我们被呼召来代表主神。
But Christ always remains the authority.
但是基督永远是教会的权柄。
It's referred to sometimes that we have delegated authority.
有时候我们是被称为我们是代他负责。
We can exercise authority, but we are not the authority.
我们可以来操练这个责任，但是我们并不是那个权柄。
So divine order,
神圣的秩序
is extremely important in the house of God.
在神的家里面是极其重要的。
And all of us have a responsibility to carry out that divine order.
我们每一个人都有这样的责任来执行这个神圣的秩序。
So you see the church represents Christ, and it also represents the divine order in the Godhead.
所以你看见教会不仅代表了基督，也代表在神性里面的这样的一个神圣的秩序。
Now this ministry from our brother greatly affected the assembly in Richmond.
我们弟兄呢这样的一堂道就极大的影响了我们在 Richmond 的这个聚会。
Now at the time, the five sisters were actually the one carrying out the spiritual responsibility.
在那个时候，其实是那五位的姊妹他们在执行这些属灵的责任。
The Lord had raised them up.
是主自己兴起他们。
They're the ones that were spiritual.
他们是那些更属灵。
And the Lord used them mightily.
神主就用了他们。
And we owe very much to our faithful sisters.
我们We are not very much.
Faithful sisters.
对这些忠心的弟姊妹们，我们欠他们了好多。
So that brings me to lesson number 12.
这就把我们带到了第十二堂课。
The need for spiritual leadership.
需要有属灵的带领。
Now, as I said, the sisters were very responsible.
我像我说的，姊妹们她们非常的负责任。
In June of 1974, we had the second conference.
1974年的6月份，我们有了第二次的特会。
Brother Kong spoke on spiritual leadership.
江弟兄就讲到属灵的带领。
Lance shared on the house of God. Lance Lambert.
兰培德弟兄就讲到这个属灵的家，神的家。
Lance's ministry really enlightened us on the functioning in the house of God.
兰培德弟兄他就照亮了启蒙了我们的关于教会的这个功用的事情。
But the Lord had really impressed our brother Stephen with the need for spiritual leadership.
但是主把很重的负担交给我们的江弟兄，让他讲到这个属灵的带领。
And he had encouraged us three brothers to stand out and take more responsibility.
他就鼓励我们三位弟兄站出来，取更多的责任。
But he emphasized over and over again, it wasn't a matter of position, but of functioning.
但是他一再的强调，这不是讲到你的地位，而是讲到你的功用。
At that ministry, the Lord greatly impacted us three brothers.
在那次特会里面，主极大的影响了我们这三位的弟兄。
I finally saw what it meant to take up spiritual responsibility.
我终于看见这承担属灵责任是什么意思。
He was really talking, take up the spiritual responsibility like these sisters have been doing all these years.
他说你们要像这些姊妹们这些年一直做的要来负属灵的责任。
That was another transforming time in my personal life.
这是我在我个人的生命里面的另外一个让我能够得到更新的一段时光。
At the time, I was staying off campus.
那个时候我在校园里面。
The sisters were there taking care of everything.
这些姊妹们她们做一切的事情。
Coordination with the campus.
她们与这个校园来协调。
Registration.
然后登记。
Seeing the rooms were set up.
然后要保障这些房间都被预备好。
They were doing everything.
她们做了所有的事情。
After hearing that message, I immediately went home, got my goods, and brought them back to the campus.
在那个时候，听完信息以后，我就把这些东西拿回到这个校园里面。
And I began to help the sisters do their functions.
然后我就帮助这些姊妹们来起功用。
But after the conference was over, us three brothers, we got together.
这次特会结束以后，我们三个弟兄我们聚到一起。
To consider this message of our brothers.
我们一起来思量这个弟兄的信息。
So we went to our brother Stephen.
我们就去找江弟兄。
And we told him, we said, brother, the Lord has opened our eyes.
我们跟他说，弟兄啊，主打开了我们的眼。
To something of what it means to be spiritually responsible.
让我们看见怎么样才是负属灵的责任。
And we said, brother, we have committed to meet once a week to pray for the assembly and to pray for the Lord's heart to be manifest in our midst.
我们来承诺，我们每个星期聚集一次祷告，然后让主他的心能够彰显在我们的中间。
We wanted to be faithful to what the Lord was showing us.
我们愿意向着主他显明给我们的忠心。
You know, Paul before King Agrippa.
你知道保罗在亚基帕王面前。
He said, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision.
他说我从此没有违背那天上来的意象。
The Lord had been giving us vision.
神主一直在给我们这个意象。
And calling us to be faithful to what he had shown us.
让我们能够向着他所显明给我们的所忠心。
Interesting enough, a short time later,
有趣的是不久以后
，the sisters began to observe what us brothers were doing.
这些姊妹们就看到我们这些弟兄的所作所为。
And they saw that we had become just as committed as they were.
他们就发现我们像他们一样投身其中。
To serve God and His eternal purpose.
来服侍神和他永远的旨意。
So they came to us.
他们就来找我们。
Now you remember, I told you earlier, we were in our twenties.
你记得我们讲过，我们那时候才二十几岁。
These sisters were in their fifties.
那些姊妹们都已经五十几岁。
And had been very responsible for the Lord.
他们一直在主面前负责任。
So they shared with us and Brother Kong. They said.We want to establish God's divine order.
他们就和我们和江弟兄交通，说我们愿意在这里设立神圣的秩序。
We're going to take a step back.
我们愿意退到背后。
And we're going to support you, brothers.
我们在这里来帮助和扶持弟兄们。
In fact, we're going to meet once a week to pray for you, brothers.
我们要一个星期聚在一起为你们弟兄们祷告
and pray for the assembly.
也为聚会祷告
Brothers and sisters, that was so tremendous in our midst.
弟兄姊妹们这在我们的中间起了极大的影响
These sisters did take a lower place.
这些姊妹们她们情愿取了低的地位
Just like our Lord Jesus did.
就像我们的主耶稣一样
Before the Father.
在他的父的面前。
But you need to know it was a place of exaltation.
但是你必须知道这是一个被高升的一个地位。
In Philippians, Paul said,
在腓立比书保罗这样说。
The Lord told the Philippians Paul told the Philippians that the Lord had become submissive and taken the lower place, but God had exalted him above all.
保罗跟腓立比教会说，我们的主他取了较低的地位，但是神却把他升为至高。
So I just want to share what the world might see as taking a lower place.
我想在这里交通，当这个世界的眼光看，你取比较低的地位是什么意思？
Was an exalted place.
它是一个被高升的地位。
Just like our Lord was raised up.
就像我们的主他被升为至高。
In that exalted place.
升到那个最高的地位。
Now, these two commitments.
这个两个的承诺。
Us brothers to meeting once a week to pray and consider the matters of the assembly, and our sisters meeting once a week.To pray for us.
就是我们这些弟兄要一个星期聚一次为教会的事务来祷告，姊妹们他们也一个星期来聚一次为我们弟兄祷告。
Praise the Lord, that has been going on for a little over 50 years now.
赞美主，这样的安排已经持续了将近50年了。
The Lord has kept us faithful.
主一直保守我们在他面前忠心。
To our commitment to meet once a week.
让我们能够保守我们成 一周一次的祷告的承诺。
Both the brothers and the sisters.
不仅是弟兄们这样做，姊妹们也这样。
Now, very interesting. A few years later,
非常有意思的是，在几年以后
，Stephen shared with me,
江弟兄跟我交通道
，that's when he knew that the Lord was going to raise up the assembly in Richmond.
他那个时候就知道主已经要在Richmond 来兴起这样的一个聚会。
So we are so thankful for the Lord's mercy.
我们实在为着我们主的怜悯感谢他。
So at that time, the Lord said, "Okay, it's time to establish the testimony."
那个时候主说，时间到了，你们要起来建立这个见证。
And He showed us three things that we needed to do.
他让我们看见有三件事情我们必须要做。
In order to clarify the testimony that was a testimony, we needed a place of our own.
为了然后澄清我们要在那边建立这样一个见证这个事实，我们必须有聚会的地方。
We needed to change the meeting time from 3 o'clock on Sunday afternoon to 10 o'clock.
我们要把下午逐日下午三点钟的聚会时间改在早晨的十点钟。
And we needed to establish the Lord's table as central to our time.
我们要把主的桌子建立起来，因为主的桌子是我们的中心。
Now, brothers and sisters, we don't really consider ourselves special.
弟兄姊妹们，我们不觉得我们在 Richmond 的那些弟兄姊妹们就是那么特别。
It was His mercy that met us in this way.
而是他的怜悯就是让我们这样。
The Lord has given us a vision. We cannot deny that.
主给我们一个意象，让我们不能否认。
We have to be obedient to what the Lord shows us.
我们必须要向主向我们显明的来顺服。
We don't really see ourselves as being special.
我们看我们自己并没有什么特别。
We just see ourselves as being obedient to the vision He's given us.
我们只是看我们自己为顺服他赐给我们的意象。
We do not say that we're the church.
我们没有说我们就是那个教会。
Indeed, we are part of the church.
而是我们实际上是教会的一部分。
But we're not the church.
但是我们并不是那教会。
And we try to meet in the way that the Lord has shown us to meet.
我们试图来按照主显明给我们的方式来聚集。
But we don't claim to be special.
但是我们不觉得有什么特别。
We do not want to separate ourselves from other brothers and sisters.
我们不愿意和别的弟兄姊妹们分门别类。
I remember an incident one time. One of the sisters was talking with another brother.
我记得有一次有一个姊妹和另外一个弟兄他们交谈。
And she said, we want to be the church in Ephesus.
她说我们愿意成为以弗所的教会。
And you know about Ephesus, how much they love the Lord.
你知道以弗所的教会他们如何的爱主。
And I never will forget, one of our brothers stood up and said, no, sister.
我绝不会忘记有一个弟兄他站起来他说姊妹啊不是这样子的。
We're not Ephesus, we're Corinthians.
我们不是以弗所我们是哥林多。
He was so right.
他是何等的正确。
Now, my dear sister, a little bit of pride had come into her heart.
我们的姊妹带着那么一点点的骄傲。
But thank Lord that was corrected.
但是感谢主他被更正。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
oh, we, pride is the destruction of the church.
这个骄傲是能够给教会带来毁灭。
It's destruction of an individual life in Christ.
是也给在基督里面的一个个人的生活带来损坏。
Well, anyway, the Lord showed us we wanted a place to meet.
不管怎么样主让我们看见我们需要一个地方来聚会。
We'd been meeting in Llewellyn Miller's garage.
我们是在 Llewellyn 姊妹家的车库里面聚会。
So we rented a space in Tuckahoe Community Center.
我们在一个这个社区中心我们就租了一片一个地方。
It was not very convenient.
那不是很方便。
It was one large room.
是一个大房间。
And, we couldn't use the upstairs.
我们不能我们可以用楼上。
So we taught the children, we sat them on the steps, and we taught the children on the steps.
我们不能用楼上房间所以我们就让他们坐在台阶上我们然后教他们。
We moved from there to a garden club.
我们后来就搬到了一个花园的房间里面。
And, rented a place there.
在那个地方我们租了一块地方。
But we knew that wasn't where the Lord wanted us to be.
我们也知道这不是主愿意我们所住的地方。
Then we saw in the newspaper that a house had come up for sale just down the street from where we were meeting.
然后我们看见报纸上就说有一几个房子在我们聚会不远的这条街上它上市了。
It was an old Victorian house.
是一个旧式的维多利亚房的形状的房子。
It was located ironically on Pope Avenue.
讽刺的是在这个教皇路上面。
But there was also an archway there that said Bellevue on it.
在那个还有一个拱门上面写是美丽之地。
Beautiful view.
美景。
So that was more encouraging.
就让我们得了鼓舞。
But anyway, once we walked in the house, we knew.
但是当我们进到那个房间里的时候，我们就知道。
So a small group of us gathered up in the attic.
我们一个小组的人，我们在这个阁楼上面，我们聚集。
And we prayed.
我们祷告了。
And we stood.
我们站起来。
Saying, Lord, this is your house, Lord.
我们站起来说，主啊，这是你的家。
And we take it in the name of Jesus.
我们是奉主的名来把它拿过来。
Well, at that time, you have to remember, it was just a number of young couples with children.
那个时候，你记得我们只是一些有着孩子的年轻的家庭。
We didn't have any money.
我们没有什么钱。
At the time, they were asking, amazingly, $57,000.
他们那个时候的这个要价是$57,000。
Now, I come out to California and houses are $1.5 million.
我的在现在在加州房子都是1.5150万。
So $57,000 doesn't sound like much out here in California.
57,000块在加州好像算不上什么。
I'm not sure you can buy a doghouse out here for that.
我觉得你连一个狗窝你都买不了。
But anyway, we just knew it was the Lord.
但是我们知道这是主。
And we had to come up with the money.
我们必须来筹。
In a short amount of time, like 8 weeks.
时间不是很多，只有8个星期。
Now, we didn't have to come up with the whole 57,000, but still, it was more money than we knew that we had.
我们不需要一次付清5万7千块, 但是也是超过我们所有的。
Brother Kong shared a message with us on the feeding of the 5,000.
江弟兄就跟我们交通这个用五饼二鱼喂5000人。
And y'all remember the story how this young boy had a few fishes and loaves.
你都记得有这一个小孩子, 他有5个饼和2个鱼。
And the Lord took the loaves and the fishes and began to break them.
主就把这个饼和鱼拿过来, 开始拨开。
And the disciples distributed among the crowd.
门徒就递给众人。
And 5,000 were fed.
5,000人吃饱。
The lesson was this.
功课是这样的。
Brothers and sisters, just give what you have, and the Lord will multiply.
弟兄姊妹，把你所有的给主，主就能够做加添的工作。
It was amazing.
很让我们惊讶。
And we had such a desire for the Lord and His purpose.
我们心里面向着主的目的有何等的渴望。
One sister gave us her wedding rings.
一个姊妹把她结婚的戒指给我们。
It was the only thing that she had of any value.
她只有这一件事情是有点价值。
She said, but I want you to have it.
她说我想要你们收下。
Another sister came up to us and said, here is $2,000.
还有一个姊妹说这里是2000块。
She said, I knew quite a while, a couple of years ago, when we first started, the Lord would one day do this.
她说两年前我们开始的时候，主已经预备了。
And I've been saving up for that very purpose.
我在为这个目的，我在预备。
Even the children broke their piggy banks.
那些孩子们把他的存钱罐打破。
And gave us money.
把钱给了我们。
Now the parents didn't ask the children to do it. That's what was so amazing.
那些父母并没有要求孩子们这样做，这就是让我们惊讶的。
The children somehow grasped what we were trying to do.
这些孩子们他们好像明白了我们想做这件事情。
And they voluntarily did that.
他们自愿地做这件事。
It was a precious time.
实在是宝贵的时间。
Well, as you may guess, on the due date, the last amount of money we needed came in.
你也猜到了，在最后我们签字的那一天，最后所需要的一笔钱进来了。
But we had to believe to the last day.
我们必须要一直有到最后一天都要保持这个信心。
Lord said we need to change the meeting time.
主说我们要改这个聚会的时间。
Now you might wonder why.
你可能怀疑，这为什么呢？
As I said, we were meeting at 3 in the afternoon.
我们讲过，我们是在下午3点钟聚会。
But many that were meeting with us were actually going to and committed to other churches in the area.
因为跟我们聚会的很多人，他们都是在别的地方来献身的，来投身在他们的当中。
So on Sunday morning they would go to the church, and then they would come with us in the afternoon to experience worship and prayer.
主日的上午，他们就到那不同的地方聚会，然后下午来和我们一起敬拜和唱诗。But
the Lord needed a committed people.
但是主要一些人来委身其中。Now
we realize we were now in the house that if we changed the time, quite a few people might quit coming.
我们知道我们现在有一个聚会的地方，但是我们如果改时间的话，有些人可能就不再来了。
And as it turned out, that was true.
确实是这样发生了。But
you see what the Lord was doing? He was purifying this group of ones that wanted to be a testimony to Him.
但是你看，主要做的就是要来洁净这些人，能够来成为他的见证。And
it meant we needed to be committed.
我们也确实需要委身于他。Now
our size reduced. But our testimony was greatly strengthened.
我们的人数虽然减少了，但是我们的见证的光越照越明。
The third thing,
第三件事,
establishing the Lord's table.
就建立主的桌子。
We knew that the Lord Jesus was the center.
我们知道主他是这个中心。
And the Lord had shown us how important that table was to Him.
他让我们看见这个桌子对他而言是何等的重要。
And that table was to take first place even over ministry of the word.
这个桌子甚至比讲道都更要重要。
Just like in the morning, we're going to have the Lord's table.
就像明天早晨我们要有波饼。
And it will be followed by ministry.
然后再有讲道。
But brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
how precious it is to the Lord when we gather around him at his table.
我们能够在他的桌子面前，我们聚在他的周围，对我们主而言是何等的宝贵。
The table is not just a routine act that we perform.
薄饼不是我们要只是做的一个惯常的日常的一个形式而已。
When you look at that table, what do you see?
你看见那个桌子，你看见的是什么？
Do you see a loaf and a cup?
你有没有看见只是一张饼和一个杯呢？
Of course you do.
当然你看见。
But is that all you see?
那是你看见的一切吗？
No, what you see is Christ.
你看见的是基督。
You see Christ has been crucified on the cross.
你看见基督钉在十字架上。
The body and the blood have been separated.
饼和杯分离开来。
You see your Lord and Savior.
你看见你的主，你的救主。
And it brings you to worship him.
把你带到他的敬拜的里面。
What great joy that is to the Lord to be with his own who love him.
当主能够与爱他的人同在，对他来说是何等喜乐。
Now I'm a grandfather.
我是一位做爷爷的。
That's probably pretty obvious.
很明显。
And you know, there's nothing more special than having your family at your table.
你知道没有任何一件事情比你一家人坐在饭桌那里更宝贵的。
Just fellowshipping together.
大家一起来交谈。
One of the greatest remembrances of my grandchildren.
这是我的孙子们他们的记忆他们。
We had been away for a number of weeks.
我们离开他们几个星期。
So when we got back, we went to see our grandchildren.
当我们回家，我们去看我们的孙子们。
Of course, our children too.
当然也是看我们的儿女们。
But when we pulled up in front, I never will forget. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
当我们把车开到门前，我永远也忘记不了那一幕。
I never will forget. Little Charlie came running out of the house and said, "He called me Peepaw."
然后那有一个小孩，他从房子里面跑出来，他这样叫我。
That's the best name I ever had.
这是我听过的最好的名字。
But he said, "Peepaw, we have missed you so much."
他说，爷爷啊，我是那么想念你。
Man, did I feel good.
我感觉真好。
That was wonderful.
感觉很奇妙。
That's the way it is with the Lord when his children gather around him.
这就是我们与主当他的儿女与他一起聚集的他的感觉。
So brothers and sisters, the Lord's table has been primary in our midst all these years.
弟兄姊妹们，主的桌子在我们这些年一直在我们的中间。
The next lesson, lesson 14.
第十四节课。
How am I doing on time?
We have 40 minutes.
How much?
Till 9 o'clock.
That doesn't mean anything. Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
Y'all changed it on. Okay, we're good.
我们时间还够。
I originally said lesson 14 was committing to corporate prayer.
我本来说这个第十四堂课是来承诺要一个团体的祷告。
Now, committing to corporate prayer is very important.
我们献身于团体的祷告中是非常的重要。
Prayer is absolutely essential in the church.
祷告在教会里面是非常中心的。
Prayer is really communicating with the Lord.
祷告是与主来交通。
It's learning what's on the Lord's heart.
来摸着主心上的事情。
It's praying for what's on the Lord's heart.
也为着他心上的事情来祷告。
It's standing on what's on the Lord's heart.
也是为他心上的事来负责任。
It's praying not my will, Lord, but thine be done.
我是做这样一个祷告，不是我按照我的意思，而是按照你的意思。
Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
So there does come a time when the Lord opens your eyes to the importance of prayer that you have to commit to it.
确实有一个时间，当主让你的眼睛打开，看见祷告的重要性的话，你必须要献身其中。
You know, it's not good enough just to go to prayer meeting when you feel like it or when it's convenient.
不是说你有时间或者你觉得方便你就去祷告。
You have to be committed.
你必须要把这件事情当成一个承诺。
But I kind of changed the lesson to prayer is warfare.
我但是要把它变成说祷告实际上是一场征战。
Now, of course, Brother Stephen and Lance Lambert, through those years, early years, had been sharing on prayer and corporate prayer.
当然，江弟兄和兰佩德弟兄在早年他一直跟我们交通祷告和团体的祷告。
And I remember in 1984, we moved to the house on Huguenot Road.
我记得在1984年，我们就搬到那条聚会的地方。
That's where we now meet.
就是我们今天我们聚会的地方。
And of course we were going. I was going to Wednesday night prayer.
那个时候我们是星期三的晚上的祷告聚会。
But we began to see that it wasn't a matter of just praying for personal needs, but for the Lord's need.
后来我就发现，不是为了我们个人的需要祷告，而是为了主他的需要。
To be before the Lord about His church and about His gospel.
是来到他的面前，带出他的心愿，带着他的这个福音的服事。
Praying for the Lord concerning His sons.
而是向主关于他的众子来祷告。
And it became real warfare.
这就成为一个真正的征战。
Now I guess you've experienced what I've experienced.
我想你们也经历过我所经历的。
Is Wednesday night.Is that when y'all meet for prayer?
星期三晚上是不是你们的祷告聚会？
Whatever night it is,
不管哪一个晚上，
that's always the most difficult day of the week.
总是这个星期最难的一天。
You get tired.
你很疲劳了。
Actually, more tired than any other day of the week.
你比别的星期的每个天每一天都更疲倦。
And you say, well.You know, I'm just not up to it.
你说，哎呀，我没劲儿了，我不想去了。
Well, what happened to me was when the Lord showed me the tremendous warfare over prayer, I started responding in my heart to that.
但是主让我看见这个祷告是一个极大的征战的时候，我的心里面就有了反应。
We began to get serious about this matter of binding and loosing.
我们就对这件这个捆绑和放松这件事情，我们就越来越重视。
Binding what was not of the Lord and loosening His will on this earth.
来捆绑不属于主的，而把属于他的来释放。
Then all of a sudden, every Wednesday night, I would get sick.
突然每一个星期三我都会生病。
I would get nauseated.
我就觉得有点想吐。
And I went before the Lord and I said, Lord, this is just not you. This is the enemy.
我就来到主面前，我说主，这不是你的所作，一定是仇敌的手段。
And the Lord confirmed that in my heart.
主就在我的心里面给了我一个印证。
So I went to prayer meeting.
所以我就去祷告聚会。
I was nauseated.
我有点觉得恶心。
Now for those that have been to Richmond, you know there's James River. The house we meet in is on the south side of the James River.
你们知道我们聚会的地方是在一条詹姆斯河的另外一边。
And I would be nauseated until I crossed the bridge.
我一直很恶心。直到我过了那个桥
then it would lift.
然后就消失了。
The Lord was teaching me a lesson.
主就教我一个功课。
There's great warfare in corporate prayer.
在团体的祷告里面有极大的征战。
And you can't just judge the circumstances of your life of this being normal. Sometimes it's the work of the enemy.
有时候你不要觉得你的生活里面的一些 事情是正常的，而是实际上是仇敌在做工。
Now this went on for months, not just one week.
这件事情就持续了几个月。
And faith finally it went away.
终于它就没有了。
It was a battle.
是一个征战。
Just to be able to pray.
让你能够甚至能够祷告。
But there was other things that happened in my life.
但是那个时候还有别的事情在我的生活里面发生了。
Now I have about an acre of land in Richmond.
我在 Richmond 大概有一亩的地。
And an acre here would probably be worth millions of dollars.
在这里一亩地可能值几百万。
But mine certainly is not worth that much.
但是我那块地不值那么多钱。
But you know, I'd have to mow it every week.
我每星期都要除草。
And I remember one Wednesday afternoon I was mowing the lawn.
我记得有一个星期三的下午我在除草。
And guess what happened?
你猜发生了什么事情？
The belt came off the mower. It's a riding mower.
它那个除草机上面的那个皮带就断开了。
If you've ever had a riding mower and the belt comes off, it is tough.
你如果有这样的一个除草机，当它的这个皮带掉了，很难修的。
A couple of other things had happened that day.
那天还发生了其他的什么事情。
So I was laying on the ground, knowing it was Wednesday night coming, trying to get this belt back on the mower, and I couldn't get it on.
我就躺在那个地上，星期四，我知道是星期三的下午，我想试图把这个皮带再装上去，但是我装不上去。
And Lord spoke to me.
主向我说话。
He said, Jerry, what are you doing laying on the ground?
他说 ,Jerry, 你躺在地上干什么?
I said, Lord, this mower won't work.
我说主啊这个除草机的停止。
He said, it's the enemy trying to keep you from going to Wednesday night.
他说是仇敌来阻止你去星期三的祷告会。
So guess what?
你猜怎么样?
I was able to put the belt back on.
我就把这个皮带又放回去了。
And I went on to the meeting.
然后我就去参加这个祷告会。
Just to say, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们,
commit yourself to Wednesday night to prayer.
把你自己献身给祷告的聚会。
But you can expect warfare.
但是你要预期会有征战。
Lesson 15.
第十五节课。
We are a family.
我们是都是家人。
It took us a while to learn that.
我们花了一段时间才学到这一点。
You know, God calls himself the Father.
你知道神他称为我们的父。
And there's a reason for that.
这其中是有原因的。
Because he has a family.
因为他有一个家。
And he wanted a big family.
他愿意有一个很大的家。
A family like his son Jesus.
一个家都长得像他的儿子耶稣。
So we're called to be a family.
所以他呼召我们成为他的家人。
Not just a group of Christians getting together, hearing a message and leaving.
不只是一些基督徒听听信息然后就走了。
We're to be a family.
我们要成为一个家。
God is our father.
神是我们的父。
Now it's interesting enough, y'all have heard the expression Abba Father, right?
非常有趣的，你们都听过这个表达方式，阿爸。
In Galatians, it says that if you have the Spirit of Christ, it cries out, Abba, Father.
在加拉太书说，你们里面的心同来呼喊阿巴父。
In Romans, it says you are adopted children and you cry out, Abba, Father.
在罗马书那里说，你们是他接受的，你们也呼喊他为阿巴父。
Now that's two places in the word where Abba Father is used.
这是两个圣经的两处用到阿巴父。
There's one other place.
还有另外一处。
It's in Mark.
在马可福音。
Our Lord is in the garden.
我们主在克西马尼园。
And he cries out, Abba Father. Lord cries out, Abba, Father.
我们的主呼喊父啊。
Now, Abba is an aromatic word. I'm not aromatic. Aromatic word.
Abba 是, 亚玛尼亚话里面的, 对父的称呼。
And it means father.
它表, 是代表父。
So is our Lord Jesus just crying out, Father, Father?
所以我们的主只是说, 父啊,父啊。
No.
不是的。
The Aramaic term Abba is a word for a compassionate, loving, caring father.
在, 亚玛尼亚话里面, 阿爸这个词其实讲到那个蛮有怜悯,蛮有爱的那个父。
It speaks of a close, personal, loving relationship.
讲的是一个很亲密的一个充满了爱的一个关系。
It's much like a child.
就像一个小娃娃一样。
Most children feel free to come and just sit on their father's lap.
他们都可以坐在父的膝盖上。
And he loves them and he hugs them.
他爱他，也来拥抱。
And he cares for him.
他也关心他。
So when our Lord was in the garden, brothers and sisters,
所以我们的主在克西马尼园的时候,
he cries out, Abba, Father.
他呼喊阿爸父。
Father, I know you love me.
他说父啊，我知道你爱我。
Father, I love you.
父啊，我也爱你。
I'm in your care. I'm in your hands.
我是在你的手里，你就看顾我。
If it be possible, take this cup from me.
倘若可行，求你将这杯挪去。
That's the cry to his father.
这是他向父的呼喊。
And then he says, But Father, I love you so much. I know that you care for me.
然后他说，父啊，我是何等的爱你，我知道你也关心我。
Father, your will be done, not mine.
父啊，愿你的旨意成就，不是我的意思。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
that is the spirit we have as the family of God.
这是我们作为神的家人，我们的应有的灵。
God our Father is a loving God.
我们的父神是一位爱我们的神。
He loves his children dearly.
他是那么的爱他的儿女们。
He loves us as a father loves his family.
他像一个父爱他的家人一样爱他的家人。
He died, Christ died that the Father might have the family he desired.
基督为我们死, 可以让他的父可以拥有一个家。
The Lord made this really real to us about being a family when we moved to that new place.
当我们搬到那个新的地方, 主就让我们看见我们这个家是何等的真实。
It was a large house and a large lot that needed to be taken care of.
是一个很大的一个房子, 有一个很大的一块地需要有人来打理。
So we all got together and began to share how we're going to take care of this place.
我们就在一起开会, 我们, 要如何的打理这块地方。
Were we going to hire people to come in and clean and cut the yard?
我们要不要出去雇人来帮我们打扫, 帮我们来除草。
And the Lord really spoke to us as we were together.
主, 当我们聚在一起的时候, 主向我们说了话。
He said, you need to be a family.
他说你们要成为一个家。
You need to take care of this family, house like a family would take care of their house.
你们要像家人来照顾你自己的家一样。
You know, as I was growing up, the children always had chores.
你知道我长大的时候, 孩子们他们总是要有一些家务事要做。
Everyone in the household had a responsibility.
每个家里的人都有一定的责任。
To take care of the house.
来照料这个家。
So we were to take care of it as a family.
我们要像家人一样来照料这个, 神的家。
So, within the fellowship, we formed five groups throughout the city with the responsibility once a week. Not once a week. Whenever our group came up, once every 5 weeks, If you can get all this.
我们在那个时候我们就分了五个组，这个根据在不同的这个城市的地方住的，我们分了五个组，每隔五个星期我们就到了轮到我们一个组。
When we did that, the group that was on cleaned the house and mowed the lawn.
那个组轮到他们就来清扫房间，然后来除草。
You don't, it's amazing how much that meant to create a family atmosphere.
你知道有家的气氛是多对每个人是多么的重要。
And we quickly realized that it needed to be more than just a work group, but a spiritual group.
我们很快的就发现，不仅仅我们要一组一组的我们要做工，而且我们要有属灵的聚集。
So we began to say each group has a responsibility to take care of all the members in the group, both spiritual needs and practical.
我们就开始说每一个组都要在属灵上面来照顾你们那个组里面的弟兄姊妹们。
And then we decided, well, let's have the Bible study in those same groups.
后来我们决定按照每个组我们来读圣经。
And eventually, in Richmond at least, every Lord's Day, we begin with a short word, 10 minutes maybe, concerning the Lord Jesus Christ to draw us to the table.
然后在后来很快在每个主日我们都有 一短短的时间十分钟我们讲主怎么把我们带到他的桌子的面前。
So whenever the group is on, the brothers in that group get together and share on what would be the opening for that Sunday.
每次轮到一个组他们这些弟兄们他们就商议怎么样来开始这个波饼聚会。
Family.
这就是家。
Now, something very personal.
我要讲一个很个人的东西。
I grew up an only child.
我是家里唯一的一个儿子长大的时候。
And my father was in construction and we moved a lot.
我的父亲是一个建筑公司的，所以我们不停的搬家。
From grade school through high school, I went to 17 different schools.
从小学到高中，我一共去了17所学校。
The only family I knew was mom and dad.
我只认识的唯一的一个家人就是我的父亲和母亲。
We didn't live close to any of our relatives.
我和我们的其他的亲戚，我们都没有住在一起。
And the Lord was faithful in all of those years of moving around. I was always able to find a friend or two.
主一直很信实的带领我搬来搬去，我总是能找到一两个朋友。
But brothers and sisters, when the Lord showed me His house,
但是
He showed me His family.
弟兄姊妹们，主让我看见他的家，他就让我看见他的家人。
I don't look at you brothers and sisters just as brothers and sisters in the Lord.
我不是看你们只是主里的一些弟兄姊妹们。
You are my family.
你是我的家人。
You are my blood family.
你是我的直系亲属。
The blood of Jesus Christ is what joins us.
是耶稣他的血把我们联合在一起。
The bond is much stronger than even family blood.
这中间的连接比我们这个人的血脉还要更坚强。
So I want to say, every one of you mean a lot to me.
我必须说，你们每一个人对我都非常的重要。
Even those I haven't met yet.
虽然我可能还没有见过你们。
Family.
这就是家。
We're called to be a family.
我们被呼召来成为他的家。
How much time have I got? 20 minutes? Oh, okay. Lesson 16.
第十六课。
Stand fast in the day of battle.
在征战的时候要为主站立得稳。
Everything had been going along pretty well for 28 years.
那个后来就28年一直都进展得很顺利。
And then in the year 2000, tragedy struck.
然后在2000年的时候有一个悲剧发生了。
The enemy decided he was going to destroy the testimony in Richmond.
这个仇敌他决定要来破坏 Richmond 的这个见证。
And his way to do it was to destroy the leadership.
他 做的方式就是把这个领导成把这个带领的这些弟兄们让他们中间有纷争。
Simply said, I think it was a spirit of jealousy that got into our midst.
简单的说，我是觉得是在那个时候中间我们中间有了一些属灵上的妒忌。
Tragically, there was a major division.
很不幸的有一个极大的纷争。
When that occurred, a good number of brothers and sisters left.
那个时候，那件事情发生以后，有蛮多的弟兄姊妹们离开了。
And those of us who remained there in leadership, we were greatly affected, of course.
我们那些还留下来的带领的弟兄们，我们受了极大的影响。
Everybody kind of went to neutral corners in the fellowship, so to speak.
每个人好像都到了他们各自的角落躲起来。
The battle was on.
征战就开始了。
But in leadership, we drew back.
但是在带领的弟兄们，我们却撤退了。
Me personally, I will testify that I was reeling from what had happened.
我个人，我必须说，我那个时候我。心里面有很大的挣扎。
I was despondent. I was crushed.
我那个时候非常的沮丧，我被打倒了。
And I did not stand fast.
我没有站立得住。
Brothers and sisters, a fog, a spiritual fog came over the assembly for 10 years.
弟兄姊妹们，那个时候一个灵的雾气笼罩了我们那个地方，一直有10年之久。
Now, in preparing this ministry, I researched our history.
我为这次来预备的时候，我重新思想我们那段历史。
And I was looking for, Lord, what happened that the fog finally began to lift?
我在思想那个时候发生了什么事情，然后让这个浓雾来被除去。
And what I discovered was the year 2010 at the conference.
我记得在2010年有一次特会。
Our brother Kong spoke on the testimony of Christ.
我们的江弟兄讲到基督的见证。
So under pressure, under trial, under warfare, we lost sight of the testimony.
所以在征战，在试炼。在这个压力的下面，我们就忘记了这个见证的重要性。
But the Lord was faithful.
但是我们的主是信实。
And he began to restore his testimony.
他开始恢复他在那里的见证。
The Lord personally reminded me of a scripture out of Psalm 78:9.
我们的主他。提醒我诗篇七十八篇第九节。
That's Psalm 78 verse 9.
诗篇七十八篇第九节。
The children of Ephraim, being armed and carrying bows, turned back in the day of battle.
是以法莲的子孙带着兵器拿着弓临阵之日转身退后。
At a critical time, I drew back.
在那个关键的时刻我转身退后。
I did not stand fast.
我没有站立得住。
It not only affected my life, but the life of the assembly.
不仅影响了我个人的生活，也影响了教会的生活。
I was not faithful.
我失去了对他的忠心。
But the Lord Jesus Christ was.
但是我们的主耶稣基督他是信实的。
So I learned a great lesson.
所以我学会了一个极大的功课。
When the enemy is pressing, when the battle is on,Stand fast.
当仇敌给你施加压力，当征战在进行的当中，你要站立得住。
Don't draw back. Don't step back. Step up.
不要转身退后，你要勇往直前。
You know, Ephesians tell us, having done all, stand.
以弗所书那里说，成就了一切，还要站立得稳。
May the Lord continue to have His mercy and grace.
愿意我们的主一直有他的恩典和怜悯。
That will be faithful to his testimony.
让我们对着他的见证来忠心。
Lesson 17.
十七课。
I'm getting close.
还没有结束。
Do not forsake the assembling of ourselves together.
不要停止聚会。
This is something we've all experienced.
这都是我们有经历过的。
March 2020. What happened in March 2020?
2020年的3月发生了什么?
I see some of you wearing masks. It was the COVID pandemic.
你们还有的人还戴着口罩，就是这个新冠病毒的大流行。
And mandates were put in place all over the nation.
那个政府就下了一些很多的命令在全国。
We weren't able to assemble.
我们没有再能够去聚会。
Thank the Lord, though, we did have Zoom, and we began to Zoom.
感谢主，那个时候有这个网上的这个会议的 Zoom， 我们就开始用 Zoom.
And that did help.
也确实帮到我们。
It had some advantages.
它有它的优势。
You didn't have to travel.
你不需要来试一试。
It was comfortable.
也很舒服。
You could kind of relax in your own home and still.Attend the meeting.
你不要出门，你就能够参加这个聚会。
And the older we get, the more difficult it is to drive at night.
我们越年长，我们越晚上我们开车越不方便。
And we have a few brothers and sisters that have moved away and have no fellowship, and they would join us on Zoom.
我们有一些弟兄姊妹们，他们搬得很远，他们不参加聚会了，但是因为有 Zoom， 他们可以来聚会。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，
The Lord showed us something.
我们主让我们看见一些事情。
He showed us two things.
他让我们看见两件事。
First of all, we realized that the spiritual health of the assembly was waning because we weren't actually meeting together.
我们后来发现我们属灵的这个健康在慢慢的在消失，因为我们没有在实体聚会了。
So we began to pray about it.
我们就开始为这件事祷告。
When we should start gathering back together.
我们什么时候我们开始恢复我们的实体聚会。
The Lord gave us two verses.
主给了我们两节的圣经。
First is Matthew 18:20.
第一处是马太福音18:20.
Where two or three are gathered together in his name, he would be in our midst.
两三个人奉我的名聚会，我就在他们的中间。
Two or three what? Gathered in his name.
两三个人干什么？奉他的名聚集。
Now you might think, well, Zooming is gathering.
你也许会想，在网上也是聚集。
But brothers and sisters, it's a lot harder to be in our midst when we're all over the city.
但是我们如果遍布这个全市的不同的地方的话，他很难在我们中间。
He also gave us the warning in Hebrews 10:25.
他也给我们一处的一个警告，就是在希伯来书10:25.
That we should not forsake the assembling of ourselves together.
我们不要停止聚会，不可停止聚会。
And we began to see how critical our physical gathering together was.
我们就看见我们实体的聚会是何等的关键。
Brothers and sisters, when we did, well, we still Zoom to a certain extent.But when we started gathering back together, it was like new life came into the assembly.
当我们恢复实体聚会，我们当然还用到这个网上，但是我们看见，当我们这样实体聚会的时候，好像一个新的生命又回到我们中间。
Then the Lord gave us an illustration.
主就给了我们一个例证。
The Lord blessed Zoom as a temporary measure.
我们的主他祝福我们，让我们又可以暂时的用网上的聚会。
But he never intended it to become a substitute.
但是他绝对没有让它成为我们的代替。
A substitute for physically gathering.
代替我们能够来实体聚会。
The illustration he gave us is something our brothers have been talking about.
给我们的一个例证是让我们是我们的弟兄一直在讲。
The children going into captivity under Babylon.
就是以色列的儿女他们被掳到巴比伦。
The temple had been destroyed.
圣殿被毁了。
There's no more blood sacrifices that could be performed.
不能再献祭了。
Even the priesthood wasn't really functioning.
那些祭司们他们也不做工了。
But they still wanted to remember God, so they organized synagogues.
他们还想在这里纪念神，所以他们就起了会堂。
So they could meet together and read the Torah.
他们可以在会堂里面读摩西五经。
It was a temporary measure that God allowed.
这是神所允许的一个暂时的一个方式。
But it wasn't God's heart.
但并不是神的心意。
He wanted them to return to Jerusalem.
他愿意他们回到耶路撒冷。
And build his house there.
在那里建造他的家。
But years later, when they were freed, they had become satisfied where they were.
很多年以后，他们得了自由，但是他们已经为着他们当地的生活，他们满足了。
They had become satisfied with the synagogue.
他们也很满足这个会堂的这个聚会的方式。
Brothers and sisters, there was no more blood sacrifice.
弟兄姊妹们不再用血来献祭了。
The very heart of God's interaction with man.
那是在主神心里面他与神交通的方式。
So when the call went out to return to build under King Cyrus, as our brothers already said, just a small remnant went back.
所以古列发召让他们回去建神的殿的时候，只有一小部分人他们回去了。
Now I've looked at some statistics.
我看了一些这个统计学的统计上的数据。
It appears this remnantrepresented about 4%.
这些渔民只是代表了他百姓的4%的人，百姓的中的4%的人。
So you see what had happened?
你看见发生了什么？
God had allowed this temporary measure, but they had made it permanent.
神允许他们暂时有这样的一个方式，但是人却把它当成一个永久的一个手段。
Now we still utilize Zoom.
我们还今天还用这个网上的聚会。
We have those that are infirm.
我们有一些人他们比较虚弱。
Those that have difficulty driving at night.
有些人晚上不方便开车。
And like I said, some that live very far away.
还有一些人他们住得很远。
So it's still very helpful.
还是能够帮到我们。
But gathering together is the heart of the life of God's people.
但是聚集聚会是神百姓他们的中心。
So don't become satisfied with temporary measures.
所以不要为暂时的一些手段来满足。
Don't let it become a substitute for pleasing God's heart.
不要让它成为能够满足心神的心的一个代替。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, all of these things that we went through in those early days, I want to thank you for it.
主啊，我们为着我们刚才交通到过去的这些事情，我来感谢你。
It really clarified.
是在让我们能够澄清
what it meant to be a house of God.
成为神的家是什么的意义
what it meant to be the family of God.
成为神的家人是什么的意义
？What it meant to make you first place in the assembly？
怎么样才能让你在教会里面居首位
？What it meant to have a testimony to Jesus Christ on this earth？
能够成为耶稣基督的见证代表了什么
？Lord, you didn't allow it just to be teaching。
主啊，你没有让这只是成为一些教训。
Lord, you didn't just show us a vision; you caused us.Lord, to experience the vision.
主，你没有只是给我们显示一个意象，你让我们来是经历这个意象。
So my prayer tonight, Lord, is that you would give spiritual revelation.
所以今天晚上我的祷告，主啊，求你把属灵的启示赐给我们。
That you would open our eyes.
你也打开我们的眼睛。
That you would give us vision.
你给我们意象。
But Lord, even more than that.
但是比这更多的。
Lord, cause us.
你求你呼召我们
to be obedient to the vision.
让我们能够向着这个意向，我们不违背这个意向。
Lord, we thank you so much.
主，我们如此的感谢你。
Lord, you just bless us and bless us.
主，你一再的赐福给我们。
Lord, I pray tonight you give everyone good sleep.
主，愿意你晚上赐给每个人一个好的睡眠。
And refresh us all.
也更新我们。
That we might come full of joy.
让我们能够充满了喜乐。
To your table in the morning.
在早晨能够来到你桌子的面前。
Lord, may we be a blessing to you in the morning.
让我们早晨我们能够来称颂你的名。
I pray in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.